So Deuteronomy 6, verse number 10, the Bible says, "It shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells dig, that which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you again for the opportunity to be with these guys and to be in your house today, Lord, and to be able to open your word. Lord, please help us. Help us to really concentrate and listen to what you have for us today, Lord. You brought us here to strengthen us, to help us, to challenge us. Lord, I thank you for what George had to say and for him preaching your word, Lord. And God, when we do go through tough times, God, you're just trying to prove our sincerity sometimes, that we're real, Lord, and help us to react the right way and not start complaining. Lord, I pray you would please help the message today. Please help it to be clearly communicated, Lord. Give me the help that I need to do that. Give me the right words and thoughts and spirit, Lord, and God, help these guys to for it to go beyond me, Lord, and they hear from you, and that you would speak to their hearts, their minds, that you would challenge them to be the kind of young men that you want them to be, that you want all of us to be, Lord. Pray you'd help us with that. Lord, if anybody's not saved, help them not to walk out of the door not knowing, Lord, that they're saved, that they would settle that and take care of that today once and for all, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for all these guys, Lord, and what we've heard already. Pray that you would just bless this time. We need to hear from you, Lord. We need your touch and your power. Pray you would do that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys can be seated. Thank you for standing. All right, guys. So we opened this up last week. And this is kind of the flip side of another set of messages that we did a few weeks ago. But it's basically around this. We asked the question, why do people walk away, right? Many people have quit on God. They've learned about the Lord. They've grown up in these kind of classes. They've heard the truth preached to them and presented before them time and time and time and time again. But many walk away. And I'm talking about mainly church kids. And by the way, as I said, usually we talk about church kids is those that their parents bring them to church. But guys, if you've been here a long time, I would say you fall in the same category, man. You've been here a long time. You've been in the junior classes. Some of you in the toddler class. You've heard these things. Some of you guys and many of you guys in this room have been here a long time. So this applies to you. And you guys gave me a lot of good answers, useful stuff last week. Why do people forsake? Why do people quit? Why do people roll out? How does it happen, right? What are some of the signs and symptoms of it? We opened up last week, guys, by saying point number one was what? How does it start usually in a lot of cases? How does it start? Point number one, anybody got it?
Lack of appreciation.
Yes, sir. A lack of appreciation. Guys, I believe that's how it starts. It's ingratitude. All right, so we get into Deuteronomy 6 here, and the message is this, back to bondage. How does someone go from blessings back to bondage? Listen, guys, you want your life to be blessed. Listen, you got to keep the Lord at the center of it. You got to keep him number one. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Put him first. Let him be the priority, and then he'll take care of you. All these things shall be added unto you. But like George says, sometimes people get more worried about the blessings than they do the one that's giving the blessings, and that's God. Okay? So how does a person go back to bondage? I think, first of all, they get this undeserved condition. I'm not going to spend too much time in verses 10 and 11, but it basically says, when you get into the promised land, you're going to get houses that you didn't build. You're going to get fields that you didn't plant. You're going to get all these good things, wells digged that you didn't dig. Vineyards and olive yards, all this productivity, all these fruits and vegetables, all these things that would be so plenteous in that area. And you didn't put in the work to do it, but you get to enjoy the benefit of it. Guys, that happens very often for guys that grow up in church. Listen, they get the blessings of God in their life. As we talked about last week, many of you grow up in a home, guys, where God has blessed your family. You have joy. You have laughter. You have smiles going on in your home. That's a blessing. You have peace. Listen, you have peace in your home. You have a smooth life. You don't have domestic abuse going on, violence, drinking, smoking, drugs, and all these kind of things. Many of you guys don't have to experience that. Some of you do. I get that. All right. But many do not. Listen, that didn't happen by accident, guys. God has provided for your family. Your parents have strong jobs, and God is always taking care of you guys. Now, that doesn't mean you have everything you want. That doesn't mean you're rich, you're famous, and you have you know, you can just snap your fingers and get whatever you want. It doesn't mean that, but God is taking care of your needs, right? Be thankful for that. You know what a lot of guys think though? They get all these blessings. They have joy in their home. Their parents have always been together. They've had a strong marriage. They've grown up in that solid family setting. They all their things are provided for in their life financially. They've had a smooth life. They've never experienced these things. I said last week, and I'll say it again. A lot of you guys, you've never had your dad walk in drunk to your house. Okay? You've never had your dad high walking in. Dad, what's wrong with you? You've never had your mom sneaking out and doing wicked things behind your dad's back. You've never had that. Thank God for that, guys. Listen, you know what a lot of church guys think? They grow up in this setting. And this is why later on in the chapter, the dad is supposed to teach the son. Listen, son, it hasn't always been like this. Guys, it's vital that we understand that. Listen, if you do have these blessings on your life, realize it hasn't always been like that. Listen, this child would grow up in the promised land. Listen, guys, he would grow up in those houses that his family didn't build. Micah, he would go out every day and take water out of that well that his family didn't dig. You understand? But he's living in the blessings. But you know what, guys? He thinks it's always been that way. He doesn't know any different. He thinks that it's always been that way. That's just the way it is. Hey, guys, that's not just the way it was. You know how you get the blessings of God on your life, many of you? How this has happened? Obviously, because of the grace of God. Listen, guys, if you think, well, I don't have anything good in my life, just realize that right now you're alive, you're breathing, you can see, you can hear, you can walk, you can talk. Listen, God's provided for you. At least he's provided for you a transportation to get to this place to hear about him. Do you know what you're hearing from the Bible today? Many people do not hear, and I'm not talking about that I'm anything special, but most people don't hear the gospel clearly stated. And many of you guys, you've not just heard it once, you've heard it thousands of times. I know for me, I've heard it thousands, I don't know, millions of times. Don't take that for granted. You know what a lot of guys that grow up in church think? That's just the way it is. I'm just, I guess, one of the quote unquote lucky ones. You know, it's just always been that way and they take it for granted. Listen, guys, it's not just some random thing, some accidental thing that it just so happened to work out like that. This undeserved condition, many guys are unaware of a change. Now they're in the promised land. They're being blessed by God. You are blessed by God because of the grace of God. You get these blessings because of the grace of God. God's been good to you. And also, guys, listen, point number two is this. Not point number two. I'm sorry. Just in my thinking here. You know why also? It's because you've had some people go before you that have stood for God. You guys realize we get the residual blessings of that falling out on us. Bible says a just man, listen, a just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Guys, I've experienced that my whole life. Listen, after my dad got saved, he made some very serious and strong decisions about living for God. Because of that, Tim, I've never had to be around alcohol and drugs. Guys, when God saved him, he was a nightclub musician, a drummer. Micah, I can't even imagine. I cannot even imagine what my life would be like if I grew up around those settings. Can I say it would be completely different than what it has been? But you know what? That wasn't because of me, because I popped out of the womb and said, I'm standing for God. No, that was because my dad, after he got saved, guys, he wasn't a pastor yet. He hadn't gone to Bible college. He didn't know everything. But you know what he said? I can't be in this place and try to live for God in a place like this. And by the way, guys, I see a rabbit running by that I want to chase real quick. Listen, you can't be a Christian and do some of the things that the world does. Listen, my dad had been saved for about 6 months. 6 months. Again, he didn't know everything. He hadn't gone to Bible college and transferred the tassel to the other side, changed the tassel. He didn't know it all. He didn't have all the book knowledge, but he loved God. And guys, he's in there playing the drums for people to dance and drink and put their hands all over the opposite sex, probably that they're not married to. And DeMichael, he realized, I can't do this to the glory of God. Guys, you need to look in your life and you say, I don't play in a nightclub. Yeah, I understand, but you may press play on a song that you know is not honoring and glorifying to God. You are doing that and you can't glorify God in it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Are there things in your life that you're doing that you cannot do to the glory of God? If you can't do them to the glory of God, you shouldn't do them. I know that's not the message today, but I had to chase that rabbit real quick, all right? Listen, you have these blessings because of God's grace, but also you reap the benefit of other people's decisions, their stand for God, their sacrifice, their dedication, their trust in God. Hey, guys, you know how this church got built? The generation before us trusted in God. Hey, guys, we get to walk into class today. We don't have to go on one of those buses and hope the bees don't sting us. This, when I grew up, we didn't have this building. All right? This was built way back, but before this building was built, we were down in those buses having junior boys class and teen boys class and those type of things. And in the winter, freeze your tail off, man. We had these kerosene heaters about light you up. If you get anywhere close to that, you lose your leg. All right? Crazy stuff. In the summer, the bees are right around you. You're like, don't move, don't move, don't move. They're like, raise your hand for the answer, Tom. I'm like, I don't want to move. All right? I know the answer, but I'm not trying to get stung real quick, you know? Crazy stuff. But you know what? The generation before us, they stood for God. They sacrificed. Hey, guys, that was money out of their wallets. That was money out of their bank accounts that paid for this. What we stand on today is because of what they did in the past. Hey, guys, be thankful for that. As I told you in the other message, if you don't know the story of your family, how God found your family and saved your family, go learn it. Go ask your dad. Go ask your granddad or whoever it was, your grandma or whoever it was to say, hey, where were we before God came along and helped us? That bus route picked us up. How did that happen? Learn the stories. Learn the stories, guys. The undeserved condition, this young person is unaware of a change. And guys, what can happen? There's an underlying cautioning. You know what happens? When we soak in all these blessings, but we don't realize where they come from, we don't appreciate where they come from, you know what happens? We think we deserve them. Verse number 12, he's saying, after you get these houses and wells and vineyards and olives and all this good stuff, great and good, goodly stuff. Verse number 12, then beware lest thou forget the Lord. Hey, guys, if your life is blessed, if God has put these things on you, thank God for that. Don't you forget where they come from. Hey, have you thanked him? Hey, guys, listen, I understand for some of the guys in the room, you can't identify, you can't relate to some of these things that I'm saying. Maybe you've had some ups and downs in your life. But do you thank God for the blessings you have in your life now? Hey, listen, you might not have the best mom or dad, but thank God they're still alive. Amen. That's right. Thank God they're still alive. Listen, have you thanked God for your parents this week or recently? And I'm not going to have a show of hands because probably most of us wouldn't. Say, oh, no, I hadn't been thinking about it. Think about the blessings that you have. Ask God, God, help me to appreciate those around me that you've given to me. Listen, God gave you those parents. God, listen, you may not live in the nicest place, but God's given you somewhere to live. Mm-hmm. There's some people that don't have that. Listen, I don't think any of us are starving at home. We've all got food. We all open the fridge or the pantry, and there's plenty of options there, right? We all got clothes. We all got stuff to keep us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Listen, God's been good to us, but often we don't appreciate it. We don't thank him for it. There's an underlying cautioning. He says, you beware when everything's good, when everything's rolling, when everything's flowing how you like, man, you're in the promised land. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. Everything seems great. Don't forget about God. Yep. Hey, guys, when God starts blessing you, you get older and maybe you do get a girlfriend in the next 20 years. All right. And God's good to you and God's blessing you. And listen, things are shaping up in your life and things are coming together and you get married and you get a home and God's blessing. Don't you forget God. Don't you forget God. Listen, remember without him, you are nothing. I'm nothing without him. I gave you a couple of references last week, guys, in the New Testament. I'm not going to retrace our steps, but it talked about what do you have that you haven't been given? You know what the answer to that is? Nothing. We don't have anything that we haven't been given from God. What makes us different from another? Everything in our lives is because of the grace of God. Every good thing in our lives. James 1:17, every good gift, every perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of light. It comes from God. Listen, guys, be thankful. Be thankful for whatever you have that's good in your life. It comes from him. God's saying, don't start believing that it came from you, that you were just smarter and better and all these things, that it just happened to work out like that. And if other people have it, don't have it, too bad for them. My friend, God's been good to you. Be thankful to him for what he's given to you. You know what God told Cain? He said, be careful, Cain, because if you don't react properly to this situation, Genesis chapter 4, sin lieth at the door. Guys, can I tell you, growing up in church, you can have all these blessings around you. You can have a good mom and dad. You can have the preaching of the word of God in your face all the time. You can grow up with good friends and in a good environment.
But if you think, if you take the glory away from God and you don't appreciate what He's done for you, you don't thank Him for what He's done for you, and you start thinking that you did it on your own and the pride rises up within you, careful, sin lieth out the door. You know what it means? It's ready to pounce on you. Hey, guys, I've seen it happen to a lot of people. Remember, John 15:5, Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. Hey, guys, so what do we need to do about it? How can we counteract this? Hey, guys, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. Listen, guys, you know how we can not fall into these traps? Be a thankful person. Hey, when somebody does something for you, whether it's small or big, be thankful. I don't have time to get off on this, guys, but we live in a day and age very ungrateful. Very ungrateful. You give something to somebody and they're like, that's it. Got to pray for them. Because when that happens, I want to take it from them and smash it in their face and be like, yeah, that's what you get, you know? And I know that's not the most spiritual thing to do. But guys, that really infuriates me when you give something to somebody that you don't have to and they don't appreciate it and they treat it like it's dirt. It's like, excuse me, that wasn't your money. That was my money. You know what I mean? Listen, someone else has sacrificed for you. Guys, in everything, give thanks. The Bible also says in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God. Now, that doesn't mean even when the bad, terrible things happen in your life, you know, something horrific, something tragic. Oh, Lord, thank you. But it's saying, Lord, help me to find a positive in this. And by the way, the Lord can work all things together for good. The Bible tells us about that. Notice this, guys. This is Genesis 32. Just listen to this. This is Jacob talking. He says, I am not worthy. Listen, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. What's he saying, guys? He's saying, God, all the blessings you've given me, all the mercy, all the truth. By the way, truth is what shows us how to live. It shows us what's right. Hey, guys, God has taught you guys a lot of truth. You know what he's saying? I'm not worthy of all the truth you showed me. And then mercy, guys. What is mercy? I'll open it up to you guys. What is mercy? Okay, sort of. You're probably leaning more toward grace. Grace is God giving to you what you don't deserve. Mercy is the flip side of that. Mercy is God not giving you what you do deserve. You say, what do I deserve? Well, that wasn't loud enough. That's what you deserve. And that's what I deserve, the smackdown. Some of you guys are like, what happened? Yeah, you just woke up. Welcome to class. Good to have you. All right. Listen, glad you're here today. Listen, we all deserve the smackdown for our sins. You listening? We all deserve the smackdown for our sins. Listen, guys, the fact that we can sin and take our next breath away, that's mercy. Because we should go straight into hell. What happened to him? He went to hell. You know, like too late. He's gone. I did not cuss. All right, I'm talking about the real place. Some of you guys. Listen, guys, we need to give thanks. We need to realize we're not worthy of the least of God's mercies and His grace. Listen, there's been plenty of times He should have smacked us down. He should have punished us. But He's been merciful to us. And by the way, guys, you don't get away with any sins. Nobody gets away with any sins. God's very merciful. God's very patient with people. But no, listen to me, guys. No one gets away with any sin. No one. You say, no, I know this guy. He did all these wicked things. He did all these terrible things. Nothing's ever happened. You know, God has all eternity to deal with it. Guys, just because God hasn't, in this narrow window of time, say, I don't see anything that's happened, you don't realize how long eternity is. Eternity is forever and ever and ever and ever. And God, they will be punished forever for that. Nobody gets away with anything. Beware, guys, beware. How do I overcome this, Brother Tom? By being thankful. I'm not worthy of the least of all the mercies, of all the truth that you showed unto me, God. Psalm 68:19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Every day, God loads these things on our life. Be thankful for them. Appreciate the cost and the effort that goes into these things. Listen, as I said, if somebody does something for you, be thankful. Be thankful. Hey, guys, do you thank people in your family when they do something for you? Or is it just like, you're my family, you have to do this? No, they don't. Hey, guys, if your mom prepares a meal for you, do you thank her for it? Or say, Mom, this was not your A game today. She ought to take the A game and smack it in your face, right? Yeah. Again, there's my flesh. I'm sorry. Excuse me. All right? In the name of Jesus. That's right. We're praying for you, son. All right? Listen, that's what some of us need. But listen, be thankful. Be thankful, guys. It's an important thing. Be thankful. You say, well, I don't have everything.
well, we've got it better than we deserve, right? You know, we deserve hell. Mm-hmm. So any moment we're not there, man, and we'll never have to go there if you're saved, man, it's a blessing. All right? The undeserved condition, God's given us all these things, but most people are unaware of a change. They grew up in it. They don't know anything different from it. And the underlying cautioning, beware that you don't forget God. Don't let your pride rise up. And then, guys, you know, it blows me that people will grow up in these blessings. Guys, people I've known, people I've grown up with, I've seen a lot of it, and so have many of you. But they grow up in these blessings. And listen, let me ask you. The ones that grow up in it, don't you think they want a smooth life too? Right? Makes sense. They don't want violence and abuse and cussing and throwing stuff. They don't want that in their home, right? Don't you think in most cases that they want solid families and marriages and to be happy and all? Of course. They want God's blessings of taking care of their family financially, right? Are we in agreement on this? Everybody wants that. But you know what blows my mind, guys? Listen to this, and I want you to pay attention to this. They want those same results. They want God to bless them. They want God to take care of them. They want a strong family. You know, they want to take, this annoys me. This is the whole social media generation that we grow up in. But everybody wants the beautiful picture, you know, for the holidays where everybody's around the Christmas tree smiling. But you know, guys, that doesn't tell the whole story. Can you agree with me right there? Sometimes you're around the holidays and everybody's, right? But then as soon as the picture's over, they're screaming and they hate each other. It's like, that is such fakeness. That's posing. There's nothing to that. Guys, I don't want to care about the picturesque moments. I want to care about the lifestyle that goes on 24/7. You know what I mean? Guys, that's the day and age that we live in. People, again, they have these terrible attitudes, only selfish, all this kind of stuff. But hey, come over here. Let's take a picture together. Let's take a selfie together. And I'm just thinking, like, why don't you just treat people right all the time? And then you don't have to be fake. All right. Different message for a different day. But they want the same blessings, guys. But you know what? They go about it differently. You say, like what? All right, they grew up in church. They grew up with their family being faithful to church. They grew up in a home with no alcohol. It was never in the home. It was never in the fridge. It was never anywhere near it. They grew up in strong families. They grew up where modesty was something that was believed in. They grew up in a family that believed you shouldn't go to the movie theaters. You say, why? Because you're not in control there. Okay? At home, if something bad comes on, you can turn it off. You ain't turning off that big screen at the movie theater. You're probably going to sit there and watch it and get more defiled in your mind.
Yep.
All right? And they grew up in families that were sincere, that were real. Were they perfect? No. Did they make mistakes? Of course. They messed up from time to time here and there in minor ways. Of course. But Micah, it really does blow my mind. They want the same results, but they try to go about it differently. Mm-hmm. Guys, that is impossible. That is not logical. Listen, if I want my car to run properly, I got to put gasoline in it. Okay? I got to pump gas into that tank so that it'll run properly. Micah, if I go out there and say, you know what? These stinking gas prices. You see what our president's doing? These stinking gas prices. $4, $4.20, $4.30. No, I'm not paying that. I'm sick of this. I'm taking my stand. What are you going to do, Brother Tom? I'm going to take this water bottle. I'm going to pour it in my gas tank. Hey, guys, you know what? I might even be able to start up my car. And it may run for like 30 seconds. Then I'm going to start having some serious problems. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get the same results. Well, Brother Tom, don't you want your car to run well? Yeah. Don't you want it to last? Of course. Don't you want it to last you many more years? Yeah, man. I want it to be a good car for me. But I'm just sick of them gas prices. I'm just going to go for water. Or if I don't want water, give me that Mountain Dew. I'm going to pour it in the tank. I'm going to see what happens. You guys say, Brother Tom, that's pretty stupid. You know what's also pretty stupid? You trying to get spiritual results by living in the flesh. Yep. It's not going to work. Listen. Everybody wants a stable home. Everybody wants a good marriage. Everybody wants God to provide for them. Everybody wants God to take care of them. But many people don't want to live right to get those results. Mm-hmm. Guys, you've got to live right if you want those things. How do you grow up in a family that was faithful to church, but you are out completely or you skip whenever you want to? How is that ever going to work? How is that ever going to turn out to be the same thing? Guys, if I have some recipe to make something, I can't say, you know what? No, it gives me all these ingredients. No, I'm not doing that. Chocolate chip cookies? No, we're not going to do chocolate. I'm going to throw something else in there. Well, it's not going to turn out to be chocolate chip cookies. It's going to be something different. It's probably going to be something that you're not going to want to put in your mouth because it's going to be nasty, right? Listen, guys.
So how in the world in a Christian life do we say, no, I mean, I see how pastor tells us, you know, from the Bible to live it, and Brother Tut, and they say we got to do it this way, or got to be a soul winner, we don't watch those bad movies, and Brother Tut always banging on the music. I don't know if I've ever heard Brother Tut preach without banging on the music. Why is he always on that? You know, guys, because there is a way to live for God. But we want to invent a new route. No, I think I can do it. Micah, I think I can live for God, but I can watch them nasty movies. It's not going to work. I think that I'm a Christian, and I think I can please God, but I'm not going to be a soul winner. Then you're just going to be disobedient. Then, guys, I'm not trying to beat anybody down, but I want you to listen today. You're not going to get good results if you try to go about it the wrong way. Everybody wants to make shortcuts in the Christian life, but you're not going to end up in the right destination. You're going to get lost in the woods. This is rampant. You grow up in a family that's blessed. You grow up in a family. You've known these blessings. They've been all around you. Every moment of your life, if you go to a Christian school, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a huge blessing. And so many other things that you don't have to expose yourself to. You have these blessings all around you. You want those to continue in your life, but you think, I'm going to do it in a different way. It's not going to work, young man. It will not work for me, and it will not work for you. You can't change the rule. Listen, you can't change the factors and get the same equation. Or the same elements, I should say, and get the same result. It's not going to work. It just will not work, but so many people try to do it. You say, like, what? Well, they were faithful to church. My parents were faithful to church, and they had a good life, and they raised us right. But I'm going to be out completely. I don't need church, or I'm going to skip whenever I want to. It's not going to work. I mean, Mike, I grew up in a family, alcohol, no. We wouldn't even look at it, because that's what the Bible says. Don't bring it in the home. Don't have it in the fridge. It should be nowhere around. And we had a good family. We grew up strong. But you know what? I'm going to have it around. I'm going to have it in the fridge. Now, I'm not saying I'm a drunk or nothing. But, you know, it's nothing wrong with every once in a while. Oh, yes, it is. But you see the difference? They grew up with these blessings. And they think they can get those same blessings but live in a total opposite way. Young man, it will not happen. It will not happen. I grew up in a strong family where mom and dad loved each other and they were committed to each other and they were loyal. They weren't cheating around. They weren't sleeping around. They weren't messing around. But you know what? I think I can cheat on my spouse and it'll still turn out well. No, it won't. No, it won't. And by the way, you say, well, I'm not married. Guys, you need to start training your mind now to be clean and pure. It's a battle. It's a battle at your age. It's a battle at my age. But if you think you can just play around and mess around and feed your mind all this trash now at 16, 17, 18 or whatever your age is, and then you get to my age and have a clean mind, it ain't going to happen. You know what it's going to do? It's going to pile on top of each other and accumulate, and you're going to have a big battle. If you ever want to get a clean mind, you're going to have one tremendous battle on your hands. And those things will haunt you. They think, I want to have a good family. I want to have those nice Christmas pictures and those nice pictures we can send to people. And they say, oh, look at that cute family. But I don't think I really need to be loyal and dedicated and only be for my wife. Then it's not going to work. You're not going to get those nice results that you want. I know that I grew up in a family where they believe in modesty, but, you know, I think. As a young lady, she can dress a little trashy if she wants to. I mean, hey, I think it'll still work out. It's not going to work. We never went to the movie theaters, but I can watch The Filth now. It's not going to work. They were sincere. I can be fake, but it'll still work out. No, it's a whole different factors in there. I'm trying to pour that water or pour that soda or pour that other liquid into my tank. It's not going to work. It will not work, guys. You say, why? I was able to get down the street. You're not going to get much longer. It's going to stop pretty soon, and that engine will not work anymore. Why? Because I put the wrong thing in there, and when I put the wrong thing in there, I'm going to get the wrong result. Mm-hmm. Guys, you want the right result in your life, then put the right thing in your tank now. You say, what's the right thing? Living for God. What's the right thing? Putting Him first. What's the right thing? Honoring your parents. What's the right thing? Having a clean mind now. Put the right thing in your tank if you want the right results on the road. Amen. The lack of appreciation, guys, that's how it happens. These people, many of them, guys, they're like the people in Revelation. They say, I'm rich, I'm increased with goods, I have need of nothing, I don't need God, I'm fine. I got it all taken care of. And by the way, guys, we need to learn from other people's examples.
This is in chapter 8, verses 19 and 20, but it's basically talking about the nations that went before Israel. Hey, guys, God said, I threw out the nations from that land, the land of Canaan. I threw them out before you. You know why? Because of their sin. I threw them out of there. And then, listen, sometimes Israel would get a little stupid and think, I could do the same thing that these nations did before us and nothing will happen to me. You know what God said? Israel, if you do the same stuff of the people that I threw out before you, guess what? I'm going to throw you out too. Yeah. Guys, we've got to learn from that. Listen, listen. You can't have, whether it's your family, your parents, your grandparents, or your older brother, or whatever the situation may be. Micah, I can't have somebody do that kind of stuff, and I see that God is not pleased with it, and God is judging their life, and then say, oh, I think I can do the same thing, and it won't happen to me. That's just stupidity. That's just ignorance. Guys, we need to be better than that. We need to be smarter than that. We know, listen, if God, listen, I don't want to, I've seen a lot of people fall. I've seen people that I care about, friends of mine, that have fallen. I don't want to start playing around with the things that took them down. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, he started, you know, this guy, he messed around and divorced his wife and all that. And man, how did that start? Well, maybe he started flirting with the lady at the job. And, you know, maybe he started clicking on this. And maybe he started spending a little too much time on social media looking at the wrong things and all these kind of stuff. But you know what, Mike? I think I can do the same kind of steps, but I won't get to the same place. Are you serious? Come on now.
If that has taken him down, then I want to stay far away from it so that I don't get burned by it. The lack of appreciation. Let's finish with point number two today, guys. I will give you this and we will get you out of here right after that. All right. I appreciate you listening, guys. I hope you really take this to heart and take this to mind. Listen, yes, I'm talking about lessons that we've learned and things that we've seen. But you know why this is relevant to us? Because the devil's trying to get you to fall. Listen. Devil's trying to get you to fall. He wants you to be the next example that we talk about. So yeah, I knew a guy in this class every week. But the devil took him down. Listen, he wants you to be next. You don't have to be next. You can be the next great Christian if you follow some of these things and learn from these examples and turn them into a positive. By the way, I meant to mention this earlier. But you guys know the famous statement. It's by Winston Churchill. Listen, those that fail to learn from history, what is it, are doomed to repeat it. Yep. We need to learn from things that have gone before us. Okay? We need to learn from it so that we do not repeat it. Point number two. All right? We got the lack of appreciation. Point number two, love is absent. Love is absent because, guys, they have never really appreciated and taken stock of what God has done for them. Again, guys, I beg you, please take time on your own to think about the good things that God has given to you and to thank him for it. I can't tell you how important that is. That is everything. That is the starting point. You want to fall in love with God? You want to love God like you should, like the Bible says, with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and all that? It starts, I think, a vital ingredient of it, guys, is appreciating what God has done. Being thankful, grateful for all that he's done for you. That's a vital part of the Christian life and to love God, period. Love is absent. You're in chapter 6, I think. Deuteronomy 6, look at verse number 5. So this is in the midst of this whole thing. God saying, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Love is absent. You know how it happens? People don't appreciate what God has done. And because of that, they have a severe lack of love for God. They don't love him. They don't love him. You know why? Because they don't think God's ever done anything for them. The unrecognized one responsible. Listen, guys, I've hammered on it all last week and most of this week. But it's all the blessings that you have in your life, it's all because of him. It's all because of him. Okay? Without him, there would be nothing. But we give no acknowledgement to it, no appreciation of it. Guys, he is personally responsible for everything good in your life. Bible says it is of his mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. You know, God's faithful to you every day, whether you're faithful to him or not. That's an amazing thought because sometimes we're not very faithful to God. We're not very loyal to him, but he's very loyal to us. Every single day he takes care of you. Hey, guys, now this would be cruel, right? But you know, God has all power. God could take away the blessings that he's given to you. He could take them away like that if he wanted to.
But God doesn't work that way. God's very patient with us. He's long-suffering with us. I mean, could you imagine if a guy, before he goes to bed, he's got his cell phone and he's clicking on nasty things and looking at pictures that he has no business looking at? Can you imagine? Hey, if I were God, I'd be tempted to doing this. Next day you wake up, you can't see. Take that. That's not how God works, though. Guys, you realize every day you wake up and open your eyes and you can see? That's a blessing of God. That's a blessing of God. You can hear me talking to you right now. Listen, you can think. You have a brain that's functioning. Listen, you have a body that's healthy, that's working properly. Listen, thank God for those things. But they do not recognize that he's responsible for all this. Guys, there's a story in Luke 7. I'll try to be fast with this. But it's of this lady, and she was a wicked woman. She was a prostitute. But she had gotten saved. She loved the Lord. Okay? And she comes, she anoints the feet of Jesus with ointment, wipes them with the hairs of her head. She washes his feet. And there's a Pharisee there, and he's criticizing. And he's saying, if this guy were the real deal, he'd know what kind of woman this is. This is a wicked, nasty woman. And Jesus starts talking to this guy. The guy's name was Simon. He says, Simon, I got something to say to you. He says, Master, say on. Very hypocritical, as he was just down in the Lord in his thoughts. And he says, Master, go ahead, teach me. Yeah, okay. Jesus said, you see that woman? He said, when I walked in here, nobody washed my feet. Nobody can welcome me and cared for me. He said, but this lady, she's cared for me. She's done all these things. She's anointed my feet and wiped them with the hairs of her head. And then he gets to the point that I want to get to. He's saying this verse, Luke 7:47. I just want you to hear this. He says, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Guys, let me tell you this. There is no child of God that has been forgiven a little. Okay? Now, some people have been forgiven more than others. But listen to this statement. We have all been forgiven a lot. What Jesus is talking here is talking about there is not the amount of sins that you've been forgiven, but get this, the appreciation you have for the sins that you've been forgiven. You understand that? That's a very key to understand. Because Jesus said, if you've been forgiven a lot, you'll love a lot. But if you think you've been forgiven a little, then you'll love a little. Hey guys, if you're saved in here today, nobody has been forgiven a little. We've all been forgiven a massive debt. Listen guys, one sin is worthy of you spending a forever in hell, an eternity in hell. Hey guys, I don't know how many days I saw Brother Zach do this. I think he stole it from somebody else, but it was cool. It was cool. I was there. He was witnessing some guys in your building near the big, huge thing that hangs down from the sky. He was there. All right. And he was witnessing the three guys there in the lobby area. And he said, how old are you? And these guys are like 15. And he typed it up on his phone. 365 times 15 and came out to this massive number. He said, if you only sinned one time each day, for all those days, and he threw up the number, thousands and thousands of sins. Hey guys, only sinning once a day wouldn't be that bad, right? We think, man, that's not bad. You only sin one time? Hey guys, you know how many times we sin in our thoughts? Tons. We try to control it. We try to do our best. We ask God to help us. We ask God to clean our mind and help us stay on the right track. But we all mess up. Not to mention the stuff that we say. Not to mention the reactions that we have, not to mention the anger that explodes out of us sometimes. Guys, we all sin probably hundreds and thousands of times each day. But if you were to just do one a day, however old you are, calculate that up, boy, that's a huge number. You expect God to just wipe that away and say, no, erase it like it's nothing? Do you realize the massive debt that he paid for you on the cross? Listen, it was his blood that cleansed that. Listen, he took the equivalent of the punishment that you deserve on the cross. And it was all unleashed on him. That's why on the cross he was in such agony, guys. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God the Father turned his back on his own son. Why? Because he had all the sins of the world upon him. He had it for Mikey. He had it for me. He had it for everyone in the room. And everyone that has ever lived or will ever live. Hey, guys, that was a massive debt that Jesus paid. Don't minimize it and diminish it and think, well, I wasn't that bad. Hey, you're not that bad would have earned you a one-way trip to hell that you never would have gotten out of. Hey guys, we need to all realize how much we've sinned. And then, listen, then that'll give us so much more appreciation to say, God, you've done great things in my life. Great things in my life. Listen, guys, if you see how wicked you are, then you see how what an amazing thing salvation is. You listening or are we tuned up? When you see how wicked you are, then you see how amazing your salvation is. But if you diminish how bad you were, guys, and you say, well, it wasn't that bad, it wasn't that big a deal, then you also diminish the salvation that you have if you, in fact, are saved. I hope you just learned that. That's an important concept. You need to realize, God, you've done so much in my life. The unrecognized one, responsible. The unnecessary relying. You know, if someone doesn't realize what God has done in their life, then they are like this verse in Psalm 10:4. The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. Hey guys, if you think, well, I don't really think God did that much when he saved me. I don't really think he did that much when he pulled me out of my sins. Then you know what? You won't rely on him because you think, I don't really need him. Hey, I hope not, but that could be the reason why some guys don't read their Bible, don't pray, don't talk to God and ask him to guide their steps, because you don't think you need him to. Because you don't think you're that bad. Lord, help us. I hope you get the right perspective. You're not going to, in all your ways, acknowledge him and need God to direct your paths. You're thinking, I'm doing just fine directing my own paths. Careful, bro. When you run head on into a brick wall, you'll say, man, I should have been listening all this time. I hope it doesn't take that long for you to figure it out. The unuttered response, they're not going to be like David in Psalm 116, where he said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Like it says in 1 John, we love him because he first loved us. Amen. Hey guys, if you don't appreciate all that he's done, then you're not going to love him like you should. Mm-hmm. How does it happen for someone to grow up in blessings, but say, you know what? I don't want all that. I want the blessings, but I don't want God at the center of my life. I'm going to go back to bondage. How in the world? Doesn't make any sense, right? Lack of appreciation. That's how it starts. You know where it progresses to? Love is absent. Well, I mean, you know, Tim, I know you have a godly dad, and Mikey, you have a godly dad and all that, but, you know, I mean, do you really need to live the same way they do? Yeah, of course. If you want the same blessings, you need to live the same way, right? That makes sense. If I want that result, I've got to do the same things leading up to it. And guys, there's an unwise removing. They say, I don't need God or his rules. And there's unwanted rules and relegation. We get in Deuteronomy 6, verse 20. Listen up, guys. We're almost done. You remember the son when he's asking his dad, why do we do this stuff? What does he say at the end of the verse? He says, which God hath commanded you. You know what some people think? Oh, that's just what I have to do because of the family that I was born into. Hey, guys, you got the wrong mindset about it. Listen, if you've grown up in a family that they do believe the Bible, that they want you to do right, that they're on your case about doing wrong, you better be thankful. That's a privilege. That's an honor. Do you want a family that just doesn't care about you? I hear some people say, well, you know, they're just going to, eventually they're going to get with a girl anyway, so they might as well now. That's lunacy. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. But some people live that way, and some parents treat their children that way. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, you're going to smoke and drink and mess with drugs anyway, so you might as well just do it around me so at least I can watch you and take care of you. That's so stupid. Unbelievable. I've heard these things. I'm thinking, what are you? I think the parents are smoking something because they're not thinking right. But guys, when you don't appreciate what God has done, you know what you start viewing God's law as? Just a burden and just a drudgery. And why do I have to do this? No, no, no. Dad, this is not something I want to do. This is not something I chose. This is what you chose. It's just falling out to me. And I don't want to have to go to church. And I don't want to have to read my Bible. And I don't want to have to pray. And I don't. Then don't expect to get the same blessings that your parents have because you're trying to go about it differently. You say, Brother Tom, I don't like hearing that. But you need to, and I need to. Listen, if I want the same blessings that they had, if I want to have a solid family, if I want God to provide for my needs, if I want to have a smooth life and peace in my home, and God to do these things in my life and to help me through the tough times of life, then I better do the same things that they did. God, if you want that result, then you've got to put in those factors now in your life. As I said, if I want a smooth performance on the road, I've got to put the right thing in the tank. And you got to do that now in your life, man. You've got to. All right? How does it happen for someone to go from blessings back to bondage? Starts with lack of appreciation. I think it leads on to love is absent. Hey, guys, listen.
Do you love God in your heart right now? Are you thankful for what he does for you? I hope so. I hope so. If you don't, as I said, please take time to think about what God's done for you personally and thank him for it. That'll start to stir up your heart to where you can start loving him like you should. God wants us to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, strength. Listen, if you do it for any if you do the Christian life for any other reason, it'll fall apart eventually. But if you do the Christian life because you love God, it'll last. It'll last. All these heroes that we have down here that we refer to very often on our class sign, listen, they love God. They were leaders and they love God. How do they do it? Because they love God. They believed in him day after day after day. Hey, guys, I want to be like them. You know what? I better follow their path. I better live day in and day out loving the Lord. I hope you love him like you should. Let's bow.